everybody stand in this place right now, would you? Come on, everybody stand right now. Honor the King tonight. Honor His presence. Let the fear of the Lord be upon you tonight. I said, let the fear of the Lord be upon you tonight. How many of you know we serve a God of love? The Father of compassion. And He's reaching out across the nations because He's got the heart of a father. He's reaching out to you where you are watching right now. His presence is there. There's absolutely no difference, really, between being here or there, except one thing, and that is distraction. If you really want to connect with God and feel that tangible presence, that tangible anointing come upon you, then right now, wherever you are, try to just quiet down everything. Try to get everything around you less distracting and just begin to just focus, connect with God. Open your heart right now and have that encounter with God tonight. Have that encounter with love tonight. Have that encounter tonight with His presence that's already flowing. God doesn't have healing. He is. He is the healer. He is the great physician. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus couldn't help Himself really but by healing. Wherever He manifested, people got healed. And right there where you are, as you worship Him, as you connect with God, His presence is going to touch you. Everywhere in this room, everybody in this place, would you lift your hands up high to Him? Come on, forget about everybody around you, everything around you right now. This is a time and a moment now. We are going to speak a word. Speak a word over you, over your body, over your situation. And over this place tonight, the atmosphere will change because there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's power in the blood of the cross. And tonight we're going to release the power of His blood, the power of His name, the authority of His word, and that sickness, that disease in your body is going to have to go. That spirit of oppression is going to have to lift. And there's going to be a healing and a restoration in families and homes and lives tonight. So in this place, would you lift your hands up high all over this room and begin to pray in the Holy Spirit right there where you are. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit and there where you're watching right now. This is the moment now to open your heart. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Let God saturate you. Let God saturate you now. Lift your voice and pray. Come on, pray, pray, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Can we lift our voices and pray? Because when you pray, when you speak in your heavenly language, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to move upon you and through you. Now, for those of you, wherever you are in your home, if you can speak in other tongues, go ahead. Let the Spirit of God flow through you. And I want you to know that God is responding to your faith right now. He's responding to your faith right now. Many times when the presence of God comes like this, it's so heavy here. The glory, the presence is so heavy. It's so wonderful. It's the kavod of God. It's the heaviness. It's the glory. It's the weight of God's presence manifesting on your life, on your family, on your home. When Obed-Edom allowed the ark into his house, his whole house got blessed. Not just him, his whole house got blessed. And David heard about the blessing on his house. This presence, this anointing this week is going to change every area of your life and every area of your home. The atmosphere is about to change. Everything is about to be changed because of His presence, His power, His glory. Everybody in this room that believes right now that the atmosphere in your family, your home, and in the lives of people watching now are going to change, let's begin to give God the highest praise for that change right now. Praise Him like you're believing. Praise Him like you believe He's able. Praise Him like you believe He knows. You know He can. Even if you're sick where you're now, even if you're afflicted where you're now, if you'll just praise Him and worship Him and welcome His presence. The Bible says, as you're just listening, because I'm just going to pray for you. I'm just going to pray for you where you are right now. The Word of God says that Jesus was in a certain place and He was preaching, and there were a lot of religious people there. And this is what the Word of God says. The power of the Lord was present to heal, but nobody got healed until a couple of friends brought their friend, broke open the roof and let him down in the midst. And when Jesus saw their faith, He did not even see the sick person's faith. He saw the friend's faith. When He saw that, He immediately released that power. And that man was raised from that bed. You see, I want you to know that it is very important how we respond to the presence of God. Because the power of the Lord can be present to heal. The power of the Lord can be present to deliver. And tonight, His presence, His power is here. It's where you are right now watching, to heal, to deliver, to raise up. But it's how you respond. It's how you connect. So right there where you are, don't just sit and watch and spectate. Participate and respond right now to this anointing. And watch what God's going to do. Paul was preaching in Lystra. Lystra means breakdown, dissolve. And he saw a man there, and he saw the man had faith to be healed. And he said, get up and be healed in Jesus' name. And the man was healed. I'm telling you right now, God is looking for your response right now to His Word. He's looking for your response to His presence. All we got to do is respond to Him. His anointing, His presence, His glory is already flowing. It's how we respond. It's how we yield to the presence of God. Right now, I believe that God is going to heal you. He's going to touch you in a tangible way where you are. And right there, all you got to do is release and believe and activate, express your faith in God. The woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I may just touch His clothes, I shall be healed. She said it. He didn't. She said it. And when she did, she connected with that healing virtue, that healing power. There's a tangible anointing that's going to flow right now through your body and through your life. And right there in your home, there's already such a powerful healing, restorative move of God in this room. And it's manifesting where you're watching right now. So right now, I want to pray and speak the word of the Lord over you. And I want you to believe God, because that anointing is going to flow right through your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Every sickness, every disease, every pain, every growth in your body is going to be healed by His Word. Not man's word, His Word. Believe that now. Trust now and respond to that now in Jesus' mighty name. I want you in this place as well. If you need healing in your body, if you need deliverance in your body, if you need that pain, that sickness, that disease to be healed, I need everybody in this room right now to respond. His presence is here. His power is present. How will we respond? Are you willing to come and say, Lord, tonight I'm not going home with the pain. I'm not going home with that sickness. disease. I'm not going home with this disease. Were you watching right now? Are you ready to say, this is the last time I'm going to sit with this back pain? The last time I'm going to sit with this depression? The last time I'm going to sit with this sickness in my body? Tonight I respond. Tonight I'm going to be healed. I am healed already by His wounds. That's what we're going to do tonight. So everybody in this room, won't you stand with us tonight and lift your hands to God? And before I speak that word, just sing one more time. Worship the Lord. How great is our God? How great is our God? And while they worship the Lord, I need you to go right now and get ready. Connect with God and worship God as you sing right now. In just a matter of seconds, I'm going to speak that word over your body. Take authority over that sickness and release God's healing power. This is the moment now to connect with Him. Forget about that sickness, that disease, that infirmity, that problem, and respond to Him right now. Respond to His presence. Receive the gifts of God being poured out over you tonight. Come on, lift it tonight. How great!
How great is our God.
If you are sick in your body tonight, if you have pain or disease in your body, worship Him like He's your healer. Come on. Worship Him like He's your healer.
How great is our God.
One more time. Come on. How great is our God.
How great.
It's the name above all names. Come on, lift it high. The name.
You're the name above all names.
The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Worthy of all praise. And my heart will see.
How great.
How great.
Is our God.
Is our God.
Come on, East London. South Africa, UK, America, the whole world, worship Him. Sing it tonight.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise.
And my heart
will sing. And my heart will sing.
One last time. One last time. As you sing it. As you worship Him, His presence, His anointing, His power touches your life right now. Just put your hand on that area of your body where the pain is, where the sickness is, where the disease is, where the infirmity is, where you're watching right now in your home, wherever it might be, there where you are right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead will quicken and resurrect and in touch and heal and deliver your body right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I come against every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, and every pain in your body, your knees, your back, your limbs, your vertebrae, your bones, your arteries, your heart, your blood, your skin, your eyes, your hair, your ears. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit of infirmity. I command you to loose that body, loose that family, loose that child, loose that woman, loose that man. Come out, go in the
the name of Jesus. Tumors, growths, right now. Come on, lift your hands in this place. All over, wherever you are now, listen. God is healing tumors and growths and swollen lymphs. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I curse every sickness. I curse every growth. I curse every tumor. I curse it now to the roots. Like Jesus cursed the fig tree, you will shrivel up and die. In the name of Jesus, I command everybody, we as a church command every single body to be healed now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet flows the healing power of God now. Some of you are feeling a tingling. Some of you are feeling a fire. Some of you are feeling a warm glow. Somebody's spine, somebody's back is being healed. Somebody's hips are being healed. Now, in the name of Jesus, every curse is broken. Every bondage is broken. Over you, your body, your family, I loose right now, in Jesus' name, the power of Jesus Christ to heal you and make you completely whole. Receive it. Come on, lift your hands. Receive it. Receive it. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus. 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 I release upon you healing fire of God now. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it. Receive it. If you feel it on you, if you feel something happening, if you feel that anointing, quickly, quickly, get out of your seat down here now. Quickly, quickly, come, come. If you feel that anointing, if you feel that power, if you feel that healing, where you're watching now, go to the phone right now. Go to the phone. Phone the number. Phone the numbers on the screen. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Come on, everywhere in this place. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Receive it now. Healed in Jesus' mighty name. Healed in the name of Jesus. Where you are, receive it in your home. Be healed. Be healed. Go to the phone. Go on social media. Let us know what God is doing for you. Let us know what God is doing for you. Let us know. You got to testify. You got to tell somebody about it. You got to tell somebody. Come on, lift your hands, your voice everywhere. Everywhere, come on. One more time, worship Him. Hallelujah.